We need to talk about that. People following God should not live in sin. We always hear this a lot. Oh, so you think you're perfect. You never sin. Nope, never heard me say it. Never heard me preach it. I can choose sin and live in sin like anyone else. But the true saints of God, 1 Peter 1:15 says, be holy in all your conduct, all your ways. The true saints of God don't practice sin. And sin is living like the world, whether it's dressing, acting, talking, living, how you spend your money, how you spend your time, what you're looking at, what you're thinking about, how you're pursuing your existence on earth. What did you wake up today to do? Jesus said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. What did you wake up to do today? Did you wake up to serve your flesh? Did you wake up to serve pride and vanity? Did you wake up to see what the world has to offer you? Satan's kingdom is the world. Or did you wake up saying, I'm going to serve Christ in spirit and truth? I'm going to walk in righteousness and holiness. I'm going to keep the ways of God and love God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And unless you do that, you're actually an idolater. And so, no, true saints are not sinless perfection people. We should strive for perfection. The Bible calls us over 30 times to be ye perfect. But guess what perfect means? Fully mature and complete. You're not perfect if you're like the culture. You're not complete and mature if you're following after the ways of the world. You're not complete and mature if you keep false man-made religion. You're not complete and mature if you practice false traditions like the pagan holidays of Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, 4th of July, Memorial Day that glorifies war and killing. We were at the lacrosse loggers game yesterday, and I got the pleasure of preaching right over the national anthem. And why do I do that? The national anthem is a song about war and killing for a 3% tax. Try to justify that in the Holy Scriptures and Jesus Christ. War and killing for a 3% tax. So not God bless America. God's going to judge America. America's a corrupt, wicked nation that is set for the wrath of God. But if you'll turn from it and come out of the culture, like the Titanic sinking, you could leave the Titanic and you could maybe, some people survived. But I can promise you, the guys that held on to the mast and the anchor, they went down with the Titanic just like you're going to go down with your prideful America. And oh, do we hear this a lot? I'm proud to be an American. Well, God said, I hate pride. He said it's an abomination to him. We love you, ma'am. Test yourself to the Word of God. Go to the Scriptures and open the Holy Word of God and test yourself, lest you be set apart as a goat of the world and not a sheep of God. We don't want our neighbor to be set apart as a goat. We want you to be set apart as a sheep and hear, well done, good and faithful servant. But Jesus said, most people are going to see and hear, away from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. That means you live in sin. That means you live in worldliness. If you live in worldliness, the judgment of God is coming for you. Makes sense. He's coming to judge the world. If you live like the world, if you act like the world, if you dress like the world, if you talk and spend your money and entertain like the world, if you keep false man-made religion like the world, if God's coming to judge the world, who's he going to judge? That would be you. That would have been me before I repented. I'm no better than you, but I am different today. All to the glory of God, his word and his spirit. But if you're not different, you'll be set apart for the kingdom of Satan and judgment in the lake of fire. You got to be different. You got to be holy. We started talking about that today. 1 Peter 1:15, be holy in all your conduct. Holiness is set apart for God. Righteousness is that which is right to God. If you're living in and of the world, you're not right to God, with God, for God, of God. You're of the world. And so, test yourself to the Holy Scriptures. Seek after that which is holy, good, pure, and true, Philippians 4:8, instead of worldly, carnal, prideful, selfish. Americans and the world are selfish. If you ever want to see a model of America and how they are going to be treated, Go read about the Israelites in the desert. The Israelites were stubborn, rebellious, stiff-necked people like Americans that wouldn't follow God's word and ways. And God just said, oh, well, I love you anyway. You're just going to be okay. No, God destroyed them all in the desert. And two men out of 600,000 entered into the Holy Land. Two men out of 600,000 entered the Holy Land. Now, if you do a quick little math thing, you will find that two men out of 600,000, as far as the number of people in America, that would be like 1,500 Americans out of 330 million would be saved. 1,500. That may be a pretty close to a good number. I travel the country and I see very few godly, holy, biblical, obedient saints. I see a lot of false man-made religion. I see a lot of worldly people that claim a false Jesus. But yeah, two out of 600,000 from Israel made it into the Holy Land. That's like 1,500 out of 330 million Americans. Wow. And why will you be one of the few? You won't be, as you live like the world, and you live after the pattern of your flesh, and you follow cultural ways. You won't enter the kingdom of God. And one of the main reasons, it's not because Jesus is weak and failed. It's because you're going to be weak and fail. You're going to listen to your flesh. You're going to cave into feminism. You're going to follow heresy and false gospels. Jesus is mighty to save. But you're going to lose your soul because you've decided to follow the world and your own ways. And so we just love our neighbor enough to go out and lift up all these concepts in the streets. I'll leave you with this. Who's going to tell you the truth? The priests aren't telling you the truth. We're on Viterbo University. They're a antichrist, false, heretical, Catholic, Roman Catholic system. The evangelicals aren't telling you the truth. All the other denominations aren't telling you the truth. The media's not telling you the truth. Colleges aren't telling you the truth. The newspapers aren't telling you the truth. Hey, where do we get truth from? I'll go with Jesus Christ. He said in John 17, thy word is truth and thy word sanctifies you. So open the Bible and start reading it and see how far you are from the truth of God, the word of God, and see that you have to repent and seek the kingdom of God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, neighbor. The word of God was proclaimed here today. Thousands heard the gospel. Some conversations with potential sheep were had. Oh, we saw some wicked, vile people, even security guards. Met some nice police officers. They got the gospel too. Thankful for the faithful workers of God that are with me today, preaching the gospel, calling our neighbors to repentance because of what Christ has done.